From that day till she turned 11, the fairy was a prized companion to her in her loneliness. The princess was an important person, she knew that. There were future duties which scared her family, and that was why her life was very dull indeed. But in the snatched moments alone with her fairy, she could play and mould its shape and form into her heart's contents. When the princess was 11, she discovered that there had been a death in her family. She wasn't all that worried about the person who died, more that it meant that she was now an even more important person. She wasn't just any princess now. One day she, and she alone, would be queen. The future queen sat thinking about this when her fairy appeared beside her. As she thought about this life-changing step, the fairy started to change. Grow. It grew to man's size, no, her size, her shape. The fairy was a mirror image of herself, the face reversed, as in a real mirror. Only it wasn't exactly the same as the princess. It wore a crown and fine jewels and held a scepter and a ball, and there were voices, chants and prayers and ceremonies, and it was all too much. The young princess didn't lash out as such. She was too well brought up for that. She didn't scream or shout or attack the fairy physically or verbally, but she did think of a rejection. She did think, with all the passion of a child, that the fairy was a horrible, evil, terrible creature and must go. And the nasty fairy, silent and obedient to the last, just faded away.